We're talking with Francie Tolley, our state executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency office here in Stillwater. And Francie, exciting time most certainly for our wheat producers and other crop producers that made the decision in 2009 to sign up for the ACRE program. Very unique situation. We had a lot of the data up front for our wheat producers, and that helped them make the decision at that particular time. We had a lot of acres because of that, right?
Yes, that's correct. The sign-up was delayed a little bit until August of 2009, so most producers knew what kind of wheat crop the state had as well as their farm had. So we had a rare opportunity for producers to look at their own situation and sign up into ACRE, and it's going to pay off for a lot of them.
Now, you indicate what well over 2 million acres actually signed up in ACRE for 2009, right?
Right. There was over 2.5 million acres in Oklahoma that signed up for the ACRE program.
And of those acres, in other words, kind of explain to us how they're actually going to be computing these payments. In other words, they've announced $420 million nationally being paid out. I think they said, based on the percentages I saw, about $290 million going to wheat. A good part of that going to be coming to Oklahoma.
Yes, Oklahoma is estimated to have up to $99 million in ACRE payments, and primarily that will be mostly wheat. There'll be some corn, maybe some oats, but they'll mostly be wheat payments.
Now, if I remember correctly, as we worked through a lot of these computations with your office, with Dr. Dix and Jody Campici over at OSU, the people that were mostly primarily a wheat producer, the ones that had mostly wheat on their property, they were the ones that really had an advantage in this particular sign-up.
Absolutely. You know, we had a devastating wheat crop in 2009, and with the price change and the losses that we suffered in wheat, it made ACRE a great opportunity for a lot of producers. And, you know, we had from probably the middle of June till the middle of August for producers to take a look at what happened. And so it was just an opportunity that we normally would not have had.
Of the $99 million max, you were saying that we probably won't see quite that many dollars because you've still got the individual farmers have still got a couple of hoops that they have to basically jump through as far as the final qualification.
Right. There's two triggers involved in the ACRE program. The first trigger is a state trigger, which, of course, we met because we had such big wheat losses. But the other trigger is your individual farm. So say that you had a particular farm that did above average, that farm may not trigger for sure. So when I'm saying $99 million for ACRE payments, that's if every farm, individual farm, would trigger.
And for those that trigger, I know the state average payment was over $46 an acre. Is that the payment that everybody would qualify for, or are there differences from farm to farm?
It'll be different from farm to farm.
So the $46 and change for wheat was an average? Was that how they figured that out? Or
yes, that's correct. And I think if you look at it, it'll be a little bit less than $40 on average if you look at the $99 million and divide it by the acreage that we have.
So, in other words, assuming all those acres do qualify, the 2.5 million acres plus, you know, for the producers that made that decision, a lot of them were worrying or kind of fretting a little bit that it took so long for these computations to walk through. Why did it take so long to get from the 2009 wheat harvest to the ACRE sign-up to this day?
It's the national average marketing price that we have to wait on, so we have to wait for a full cycle in order for us to get those prices. The same is true for the SURE program, which is our new crop disaster program. So we have to wait for a full year before the payments will be calculated.
Yeah, in the case of 2009, SURE, you indicated that we're getting closer to actually starting sign-up.
Yeah, I expect that to be sometime the end of the year. And again, because of our devastating wheat crop, we're going to have a huge 2009 SURE payment in western Oklahoma in particular. But as you mentioned, farmers have had to wait for a year and they've been without income. You know, I've had lots of producers asking me, but not only producers, but bankers as well, when are these payments going to come in? And these payments are very, very important for farmers to be able to pay the bank, to be able to pay their fertilizer and their fuel. So this is a significant thing for Oklahoma.
Now, of course, in the case of ACRE, they had to sign up and wait since last August, a year ago August. In the case of SURE, you were telling me that once they start signing up and putting the information in, turnaround is considerably a different story.
Yes, once we start 2009 sign up and the producers go in, they'll get payments relatively quick.
I guess at this point we'll wait and see what those numbers are. But in the case of almost $99 million, almost $100 million, that's what almost one out of every $4 or $5 being paid nationally here in this particular release of money for the ACRE program. That's pretty remarkable.
That's very remarkable, considering that program was not written for Oklahoma originally, and it just happened that everything hit just right for Oklahoma. We don't typically have the kind of crop losses and the price differentials that we had, so it was a very good situation for Oklahoma wheat producers and the Oklahoma economy as well.
Beyond these programs, I know your offices have been very busy. A lot of different things that you're having to juggle these days, it seems like.
Yes, and we also just implemented the CAP program, which is the Crop Assistance Program, which is the special disaster for cotton and soybeans in Oklahoma primarily. So if you suffered a 5% loss in one of the counties that had a secretarial disaster, then you could be eligible for the Crop Assistance Program.
What do farmers need to do as far as checking on that?
Just go into their local county offices and check on them. I know a lot of counties have sent out postcards that says you could be eligible for the CAP program. So if producers want to know more about that program, they need to go to their county offices. But soybeans and cotton are the ones for that program.